In Burma, religious and ethnic minorities are often targets of violence. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This is one of the most underreported stories in the world. Believers are crying out for justice, and they're calling our names. And then, what happens to kids who are getting too old for the orphanages? A ministry sorts out myth from fact in just a couple minutes. But we'll begin today in Burma, where the government is blaming a religious ethnic minority for the recent killings of police officers. The Rohingya are a marginalized people group, and the accusation pushed their villages into a violent military lockdown. Large numbers of the Rohingya have fled the area, telling of atrocities committed by the Burmese army. United Nations continues to request access to bring in humanitarian aid, but are being routinely denied. And yet, this type of treatment of the Rohingya doesn't come as a surprise. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says
they're not granted any rights that a citizen of Burma would have. And so they're very, very persecuted. There's about 120,000 refugees, the Rohingya refugees that are in camps and have been in camps since 2012, so over 4 years.
The Rohingya are scattered in refugee and IDP camps throughout Southeast Asia, and very few have the hope of the gospel. Would you pray for reconciliation and the gospel to come to Burma?
If they could just see them as people, as human beings created in the image of God that have value and worth, and be able to treat them, you know, understanding their plight, that they have children that they love and that they're trying to raise, and, you know, understand that there would just be some compassion towards these people.
In the past, we've talked about how fewer than 2% of deaf people around the world know Jesus Christ. Part of the reason is so simple. Several deaf people groups don't have a video Bible in their sign language. This Christmas, Deaf Bible Society is tackling deaf Bible projects for multiple African countries. To illustrate the impact, J.R. Bucklew with the Deaf Bible Society shares this story. Bucklew and another man, Simon, were in the marketplace in Nairobi, Kenya. And while there, they gave a Kenyan Sign Language Bible on a micro SD card to a deaf Christian man.
Immediately, he runs over and he pulls out his phone and he plugs this micro SD card in, and the Bible starts playing, and he just loses track of time as he just watches from, you know, where he left off before he gave away his last micro SD card. He starts talking about how he brings deaf people in this marketplace together every week to engage with Scripture. And just to see such a hunger for the Word of God.
If you want to support encounters like this with God's Word, the link to give is at missionnews.org. Then text PRAY to 444-999 to sign up for Deaf Bible Society's prayer alerts.
Every week you get a text message, you take 5 minutes, you take a minute, you take a half hour, but you're able to pray collectively with people all around the world who are praying for this movement of sign language Bibles and engaging the deaf with the gospel.
And finally, here's a question to consider. When should orphan care end? Mike Duras of Orphan Outreach believes that care for orphans doesn't end when they age out of residential care. In Russia, Orphan Outreach provides individualized care for the orphan graduates.
We actually have case managers that work with the kids and help them every step of the way. And they have someone to lean on and to go to help them through those challenges. It's a multi-year program of walking with these children as they learn to do life.
And in Russia, 10% of all orphans commit suicide in their first year of aging out. A high percentage of these young men and women are targeted by traffickers. Duras believes that those percentages can change when hope is offered.
Every day we work with these kids, we have that moment to make a difference in their lives, and we can't waste that moment. We need to make the most of every single moment to make a difference in the kids' lives, to make sure that they know that they're loved. When they have a need, that we try to figure out the best and appropriate way to meet that need and to do everything to provide the opportunity for a positive outcome.
You can be part of the work in Russia by sponsoring an orphan graduate. Learn more about the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.